This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Laurence. Thanks for joining me for a trio of concert previews. We'll hear conductor Bruce Ujimura tell us what it's like to conduct a performance of the Nutcracker with the Moscow Ballet on stage. And choir director Kim Adams previews A Choral Christmas, featuring five Western Michigan University choral ensembles on four sides of the sanctuary at First Presbyterian Church, singing a continuous stream of carols, new and old. First, I'll speak with a musician born in Siberia, the son of two scientists, who is one of an extraordinary new generation of pianists singled out by the Gilmour Keyboard Festival for its Rising Stars series. Now based in London, Pavel Kolesnikov has a recording contract with the British Hyperion label. He performs in the Wellspring Theatre this Sunday at 4 p.m., Mr. Kolesnikov and I talked during a short gap in his busy schedule as he was waiting in the Seattle airport for a plane to Phoenix, Arizona. Pavel, it's really an honor to talk to you. I first heard your playing on the Hyperion release of Tchaikovsky's The Seasons.
Oh, thank you.
There was something quite special about how you approached the pieces as if they were the composer's deepest thoughts, in a way, even though, you know, if you look at their history, Tchaikovsky's deepest thoughts are considered to be in his symphonies or ballets or something like that. Your approach was very personal. I loved it.
Thank you.
Would you elaborate on your approach to smaller pieces by great composers?
Well, I really like the small form. I'm just naturally drawn to it. It doesn't mean this is the only thing that I like. I like very large scale as well. But the small things, the intimate things are, I think, naturally it works for me very well. Most of all, it's about connecting to those feelings, really very deeply connecting and trying to really feel the moment in detail yourself when you do this. And because of that, I like to keep it rather spontaneous, I have to say. In this kind of pieces, there is very precise structure, most of all, most of the time. But around this structure, there is something very intangible, which you have to capture anew every time you play. Well, this is how it works for me.
In a review, NPR raved about your way with atmosphere, ambiance. They even called your performance of one of the mazurkas trippy, which
yeah,
I don't know if you know what that means.
Yeah, I saw this one. Well, I find this little world very intoxicating. I just don't know why. I think it's very interesting to go very deeply into this very subtle detail. You can get a lot out of it. It's just amazing how powerful this music can be. The power of intimacy.
Would you tell me about where you work on music? I believe you live in London. Can you draw us a picture of your workspace?
I just have a piano at my place. I rent a little place in almost central London. And, it's really an ideal situation for working. My landlord is a painter, so he owns all the house, and I rent the basement. It's a beautiful garden there. Very small, but it's very peaceful, and he really doesn't mind me practicing all the time. And I really appreciate his work as well. So it's a very nice creative atmosphere.
I know your touring schedule is quite heavy. I saw the wonderful reviews you received just a week or two ago when you were playing in Canada. 4 years ago in Calgary, Alberta, is when you really went to the next level as an international artist by winning a major award from the Honens competition. Was that your first time in Canada back then?
That was my first time in Canada, but since then I was coming many times every year, so I wouldn't say that I know the country very well, but I've been to many places. And I have great friends here too, particularly in Calgary.
What do you like about visiting Canada?
I like the nature very much. And there's great food too, but most of all, of course, I like my friends and the people who are really very generous and open and wholeheartedly interested in music.
Another subject that I've heard you're interested in is photography. And I was wondering, is that large-scale landscape or portraits or what kind?
In photography, I'm completely amateur. It's just a huge interest. What I'm drawn to is either very large-scale work, like urban landscape, I would say, or architectural things.
Mm-hmm.
But also, most of all, a very little details, almost like macro photography, but not of the things that usually are taken in macro photography. I like the atmosphere of these details. I like to try to capture, you know, the essence of them, not just the outside, because things are very beautiful. If you look around, you find beauty in the most unexpected places. Basically, you can find it everywhere. I'm sitting now at the airport, and there are things to look at very closely and find, you know, some very beautiful reflections, shadings of things, things like that.
I get the sense that the idea of examining small parts of life and music and art is just something you like to do.
Well, I like the idea of looking or hearing something without maybe without expectations, without negative expectations, or without prejudice, I would say. Just looking at things and seeing, trying to hear what they are on their own without anything that, you know, our mind connects to them. There are lots of wonderful, interesting things that I find find it very appealing. How we perceive things, through eyesight or through hearing, how our brain processes most of things and actually sometimes changes the meaning completely or enforces a completely different meaning.
To return to the Chopin CD for just a moment, I found it interesting that rather than play the mazurkas in historic order in which they were written, you reordered them into sets that made sense to you. I'm wondering how you approached the program that you'll perform on Sunday, beginning with Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach and concluding with Debussy.
It can be very different ways of building the program. Sometimes I build it by analogy. Sometimes I'm trying to find similarities between the things. Sometimes I'm trying to create a very dramatic line. Sometimes it's more like designing things, trying to find a combination that is maybe unexpected, but brings the different pieces on the program on in the limelight. Maybe opens them from a different side. Maybe just, brings out the most obvious qualities in a particular fresh light. This is probably how this program that I'm going to play in Kalamazoo is built. It's centered around Debussy. In my mind, in the way how I built it, the Debussy is in the second part of the program. But the first part, with pieces of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach and Beethoven and Chopin, also very connected. For me, Debussy is one of the essential composers in the musical history. I think that in many ways he changed the very approach to what the music is, in common opinion. But he didn't do it by rejecting what was before him. He was doing it by very, very clever, very precise, I would say even delicate filtering of what was before him. And he was taking very different things from very different composers. He was, I think, you can really trace the influence of composers on Debussy, who generally shouldn't have influenced him, because this is so far from what he was doing. So in this program that I'm doing in Kalamazoo, this program was built as an exploration of coloristic writing for piano. The subtleties of the sound itself, the composers who paid a lot of attention to the quality of the sound that is produced. There are pieces that are, well, I mean, Chopin is probably a little bit more obvious in this chain, but Beethoven not so much. And I think it's a shame because this kind of approach also, it doesn't only tell you a lot about Debussy, but it also opens up your hearing of those other composers. And those qualities, they are there. It's just that they're not perceived as the main ones, and therefore they're very often kind of neglected. They're put on the side. Mm. Don't forget about it.
Will this be your first time in Kalamazoo and visiting the Gilmore?
Yeah. I've been to the States quite a few times, but not to Michigan.
Well, we'll all be glad to see you here and hear this wonderful program. All the best in your travels, Mr.
Kolesnikov.
Thank you.
See you
soon.
Bye-bye.